Grace to all of you and peace from God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. In just a little while, you will hear these words from the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke. The angel told the shepherds this good news and changed their lives forever. But we don't even blink an eye anymore when we hear these words. And yet, year after year, and day after day, moment after moment, God gives us another opportunity to bring this good news to people who actually need to hear it, maybe who haven't heard it or don't understand it. When you share the message of Jesus with someone else, you really don't have to be uncomfortable or afraid. You don't have to feel weird about it. You're not forcing your opinions on anyone else. You're just sharing your joy with them. God spoke through the prophet Isaiah and said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of darkness, a light has dawned." When you mention the name of Jesus, you're bringing light into the darkness of the world. When you share the hope of eternal life with somebody else, you're bringing hope into their life, especially when they're doing something difficult, like grieving a loss of someone they love or going through a stressful time. We have so much joy and peace and light and life to give. The angel knew it. The shepherds back then, they knew it. And I wonder, why don't we know it? There's a contemporary Christian group named the Casting Crowns who wrote a song a long time ago. Still call it contemporary Christian, but it's probably like 20 years old. But it's called "Here I Go Again." It's a really great song. It talks about a man praying to God that he will finally share the words of life with his friend. I wish I could sing it to you, but I have a feeling there's no way I can. So I'll just say the first verse. "Father, hear my prayer. I need the perfect words, words that he will hear and know they're straight from you. I don't know what to say. I only know it hurts to see my only friend slowly fade away. So maybe this time I'll speak the words of life with your fire in my eyes. But that old familiar fear is tearing at my words. What am I so afraid of? 'Cause here I go again, talking about the rain and mulling over things that won't live past today. And as I dance around the truth, time is not his friend. This might be the last chance to tell him that you love him. But here I go again." Now, I bet that a lot of you can relate to those words just like I can. We beat ourselves up when, once again, we talk about the weather or about our favorite movie or about politics of all things, when we could have talked with somebody that we care about something that really matters, something that maybe they don't believe in. But beating yourself up about this actually isn't going to help. I mean, if it did, we'd all be the best evangelists in the world by now. So I want to share again another way forward, rather than feeling guilty or being afraid when you have a chance to tell someone about Jesus. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. We have the chance today and tomorrow, next week, next year, lots and lots of chances to share good news of great joy to people that you love. You're going to have so many opportunities to share with your friends, even with complete strangers, about the life they can find in Jesus. And you don't need to tell them about do this or else, right? Do this or else you're going to hell. That's not what the angels talked about. They said, "Look, I have really good news, and it'll bring you great joy. Tell them about heaven. Tell them about this life that they can experience not just here on earth, but eternal life one day. You don't need to be afraid to do this, because you can be assured that the Holy Spirit will take your words and do whatever God has in mind. The message might not take root the first time you mention it. It might be a long journey with lots of other people involved before God brings them to faith. The shepherds heard that message and were inspired to seek out the baby who was lying in the manger, and they found Jesus. So whoever you tell just might be motivated to learn more about Jesus as well. Because I have to remember this every time I give a message, every time I talk. Your job isn't to convince somebody or to save anyone or to convert anybody. Just take a page from the angels that Christmas Eve. Just tell people and let God get to work. Sometimes I wish I could have been a shepherd that evening to hear the news that Jesus was born for the first time. How exciting that would be. I can't imagine my life would have ever been the same after that. But did the shepherds know what we know? I don't think so. It took another 30 years for Jesus to begin his ministry. The shepherds probably never saw the miracles or hear about the healings. They probably didn't know about the cross or see the resurrection. But we know the story, don't we? We know about the birth of Jesus, that it was for the whole world. Our lives have been changed. And if the message gave them great joy, I just wonder, hasn't it brought us joy too? We just have to remember why we are still excited today and why we can be. And tell the story of that joy wherever we go, whenever we can, whenever we have the opportunity to share that joy with people who just might respond to it. I know that it feels like Christmas Day service is like the end of Christmas. But I was just telling someone this morning, for me, it feels like the beginning of Christmas, because it's finally when I don't have like a lot more responsibility after this service, for a little bit at least. But it really isn't the end of Christmas, it's just the beginning. It was the beginning back then, and it's the beginning now. Jesus is alive today, just as he was alive that first Christmas day. And we have this chance again to share the words of life with God's fire in our eyes, with his passion in our hearts. We can make Christmas every day by sharing the joy of Jesus and letting him be born again in someone's heart. So you don't have to be afraid or uncomfortable or feel weird. You can just bring good news of great joy, and you can share it with all people, with just one person, whenever you have the chance again. Amen.